The question was asked, how are we to understand the punishments that are written in the Torah? What purpose do they serve? Hashem is whole, and when we do mitzvot, He doesn't need us at all, for sure. We don't affect Him this way or that way. So what's the idea behind it? Now, we can answer number one, which is a true answer, and that is, we don't know. Hashem taught us a system. We don't know. We can live with that. But we can also explore other approaches that we are taught, to a limited degree, they give us a system to work with. I don't think we can encompass the answer completely because it's really a why question. It's like, why does Hashem do this? And anytime we ask a why question about their Ribono Shel Olam, so my tradition is, don't even answer. Rabbi Pesin Zatzal, I learned by, used to always say, I'm happy if I know what, when, and how, but don't ask me a why question. What do I know about their Ribono Shel Olam? I don't know why. So that was how Rav Pesin Zatzal used to teach. And nonetheless, we do have certain systems that we are taught. Let's begin with an allegory. Imagine a parent tells their kid, if you steal again, let's say a kid, I have one of my kids gets up early in the morning or sneaks in when no one's looking, and they take down the sugar or any other sweet they can find, and they eat away at it. So you could understand that's not so healthy, but you could understand that with a three-year-old, you can't really win. You could lock it, you could put it higher up, but any time they find anything that's sugary, they find ways to eat it. So you could understand a parent would say to the child, if you're going to take sugar again without permission, I'm going to punish you. I don't, because I don't believe, I believe I have to be a better parent and hide it or put it in places he can't access it. But it's very hard. When a kid is into this, it's very, very hard. But you can imagine that a parent would threaten with a punishment and follow through with the punishment because it's part of a system. Because if you don't do that, then the five-year-old's going to start doing it, the seven-year-old's going to start doing it, everyone's going to go for sugar, everyone likes sugar, and even the three-year-old has to stop. Wait. Step one, so I'm saying, so just one point of perspective, the parent gets nothing from the punishment. A parent would much rather not punish their child. But the child needs to be in a system. The house needs to be in a system.
But the parent gets something for the modified behavior.
You're not doing it for the modified behavior. It's far more difficult to punish than it is that let him have the sugar. If I was worried about my sugar, I'll buy another bag of sugar. I really don't care for my sugar. I care for him, for his health. I care for his siblings. You know, his five-year-old sister sees he gets away with it. So at some point she says, hey, I want to do that too. Right, so sometimes you do gain, but sometimes you don't. A punishment doesn't have to be for my gain. A punishment can sometimes be for them to modify their behavior. It could be that specific child, it could be the whole family. So if we take that to their Ribono Shel Olam, so there's a world. And we find that the punishment of Israel is to teach not only Israel, but the world, as it says in the book of Devarim, that the nations will see the land of Israel desolate, which, by the way, is an interesting promise in our parsha, that when the nations come here, the land is desolate. And we see that repeatedly, that promise was kept. That's why it's called the green line. Wherever Israel lives is green. And where the nations, even they took over Gush Katif, which was flourishing. And now it's desert again. Wherever we've come, we've had this blessing that the land connects us. And we connect to the land and the land flourishes. So one approach would be an approach to benefit the world, to benefit the people of Israel, to benefit the world. It's not the only approach. So far we've discussed two, but we're out of time. Number one was we don't necessarily understand. Number two was the benefit of the world or the people. We're going to get to number three, Bezat Hashem, on Thursday night, if you remind me.